News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, on yesterday's show, we brought you the story of the Donegal GAA Club, who were hit with an 8-week ban by their county board for hosting a charity event at their club grounds that included a kick-around soccer game. Nave Colmkill at GAA Club were raising funds for one of their former players and coaches, Paul Dillon, who was diagnosed last year with motor neuron disease. Paul Dillon actually joins us now. Paul, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. Can you just give us your reaction to the news that your club got this suspension?
Well, I was very shocked, like, you know, very taken back, like, that they would do such a thing. You know, like, the lads were only trying to do a wee charity thing to help me through my illness, like, to raise a few pounds. And it was just fellas that I would have played with over the years, like, and a bit of banter, really, like, you know, we're just having. And I was just, I think the county board should see a little bit of sense in this and just, you know, have this ban overturned, like, because it's not the club's fault or anything else, because, as I said before, it was just a bunch of lads got together that would have run about with me, like, all my life, and, you know.
Can you understand at all the logic of where the county board are coming from? I mean, I presume they'd say they're obeying the letter of the law. I mean, do you have any understanding, any sympathy towards that argument?
Oh yeah, I do. I understand, like, rules are rules, but I think, like, when it comes to this, like, a wee bit of common sense can be used as well, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, common sense. I think most people listening would say there's a need for common sense. Like, do you find it demoralising when you heard the news?
Yeah, I did. You know, I kind of felt guilty, like, sort of, to be honest. I felt, God, this just revolved all around me here. But then I got so much support again from the community, like on Facebook and everything else, and all the good wishes and things, and no, everybody was just took back, and I knew by the social media, Facebook, and all the comments, like, that everybody was disgusted with it, just not in our village, but the whole county, like, and Ireland, the whole Ireland, like, because there were so many people, like, ringing about it, like, to get it out there.
Paul, just tell us, if it's okay, tell us a little bit about your story. You were, you, as you say, you played football with the club. I know you were a serious athlete as well, and you loved running. When did you get the diagnosis?
Well, last March, I thought it was my Achilles from my running. No, I thought it was my Achilles injury, like, and I went to a physio, and he thought too it was Achilles, and I went to him for about 4 sessions maybe, and then in July then my foot just dropped on me, if you understand, just dropped. And I said, this is something, no, it's not just the Achilles. So I went to Ballykelly then for privately doing a consultant there, and he sent me to Belfast for further tests, and then I went back to him again in December, and he said to me that you would need to get in contact with Sligo Hospital, one of the consultants there, neurologist, as soon as possible. So I did that, and then I got the devastating news then on the 2nd of January that it was a motor neuron, like. It was just devastating, like, to get that news. Like, just thought my world had ended, if you understand.
I'm sure. I can tell by even just in the short time we've been speaking, you're someone I know who has a positive outlook. But I'm sure a diagnosis like that, I mean, that challenges that positive outlook. How have you been doing since that awful diagnosis?
Well, like, at the start, it was very hard, very, very hard. Like, me and my wife, just Christmas time, like, we just had this awful. Christmas was awful, like, for us. because but we just had to stay strong for our three kids, like, as best we could. And then once we got Christmas over, like, it was just, no, for about 3 weeks after that, then it was just horrible. Like, you didn't want to leave the house, any of us, like, you know, to see any people, anything. But as it went on then, like, I just said, right, I have to get out here and just face people. Like, I can't sit in the house all day, like, and just feel sorry for myself, like, you know. And but now it's brilliant. Like, I was on crutches there, and I was falling a lot, and I was just going to end up breaking something. So I'm just now in a wheelchair, and I find the wheelchair amazing. Like, you know, you can get out and about as much as you like, and far better. Like, before, I would have just went in the car with my family, and I would have just had to sit in the car if we went shopping or anything, really.
I know you and the family are looking forward to a really well-deserved family holiday in Disney in June. And I think I'm right in saying then while you're away, some work will be done modifying your home while you're away.
Yeah, we're going to Disneyland Paris now, me and the wife and the three kids in June, 20th of June, looking forward to it. The girls can't wait, like, and that's good for them, like, because we had the best of Christmases, so we thought we need to take them somewhere, like, and just so we, and it'll be nice just to the whole family and be away. And the home is getting modified at the minute. The roof is on the extension out the back of the house here at the minute, so it's going well for us, and I would say it should be complete in June, maybe, hopefully.
Okay, well, Paul, look, we wish you well. I know everybody listening will wish you well. And look, I think you summed it up perfectly. Just a bit of common sense needs to be applied here. But look, thank you so much for talking to us. And as I say, we wish you all the best. And I know you'll enjoy that family holiday in June. So thanks so much for talking to us, Paul.
No problem. Thank you very much.
I find this just infuriating, the story, Shane. And look, some of the texters are capturing that. Dean from Newtown, who obviously knows Paul, says, "Diddler doesn't deserve any of this. The man is a legend in local terms. This event was played on a parish-owned, disused soccer pitch that's rented to the club free of charge. It's all ridiculous. It's okay for the GAA to fundraise for clubs and other sports grounds like golf classics, etc., but not okay the other way around. Stay strong, Paul." Mike as well has been in touch.
Yeah, I'm so disgusted by this story on the GAA club in Donegal. This man has had to deal with a terminal illness, and this club has to make an issue about a sport played on their hallowed turf. How bloody insensitive. Utterly disgraceful. Not the club, we should stress, Mike. This is a ruling by the county board. Look, you and I both love the GAA. We're both involved in the GAA, but common sense.
Common sense has to prevail here. Paul said it. And look, there's five TDs up there, including a government minister, Joe McHugh.
Let's hear from them.
They need to weigh in here. Knock heads together and say, lads, cop on.